Dancers Lisa Johnston and Elisa Garcia have been providing virtual English and Spanish dancing classes for people affected by degenerative diseases such as Parkinson's. KGNU's Rosanna Longo-Better interviewed Johnston and Garcia. They talked about the way dance can target different conditions in the body.
What do you want people to know about the importance of movement, especially for people experiencing a degenerative disease such as Parkinson's?
I think we all know that exercise is important, and dance is a fun way to do that. It brings in everything that somebody would need to feel better emotionally and physically, improves balance, connection, community. But there also is a lot to do, you know, with music and the way the brain works. And there's a wonderful video that we've shared in the community that shows like the brain on dance. And it's super cool because it was a research study, and there's research studies on the Dance for Parkinson's program, but actually just showing how different parts of the brain light up when you're dancing and using music. In the research, it shows that there's certain parts of the brain that are activated from just following, just like mirror coordination. And then there's other parts of the brain that are activated by memory and by learning.
Elisa, why is movement so essential, especially for the Latino community?
I think it's essential for everybody, like Lisa said, to release tension in the body. It's something that's also creative. It's not just going to the gym, you know, it's movement inspired by music, by imagery. It helps us also connect with one another. We are doing this in a community, so we are interacting with each other when we dance, which is another aspect of this program in particular, to bring people together. But in the Latino community, you know, dance, if you listen to our music, it's like it's very interconnected with dance. It's also important for us, the Latino community, to acknowledge that these problems might exist within our community, Parkinson's or other degenerative diseases, which is hard to do sometimes in our community. Acknowledging that it's there and then giving space to, oh, let's move, let's dance together, which is something that comes from, you know, the roots of Latin music. Let's dance together to help with these issues.
Elisa, you have been doing this virtually for a couple of months. And now that this opportunity has been open of coming back in person, you guys are offering a bunch of classes in English, in Spanish, different days, different hours. So if you can speak about where to go and how to register to these classes and the schedule that you're proposing now.
Sure. I'll jump in there just because I do have an overview of it. We're continuing with our online classes. You know, before the pandemic, we had two classes a week, and they were in English at the Dairy and at Boulder Ballet. And as soon as the pandemic happened, we really pivoted quickly and went online, and the classes grew because people really needed it. People needed to move and needed to stay connected. So now we are up to four online classes a week. We have Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in English. And then, you know, even though our classes are Dance for Parkinson's, and we're part of a global network of Dance for Parkinson's in like over 300 communities, 25 countries, that's based out of the Mark Morris Dance Group in Brooklyn, New York, the classes really are for anybody with mobility issues. And, you know, this is April is Parkinson's Awareness Month, which is really cool that we're doing this now. But, you know, there's like literally an estimated 1 million people in the U.S. living with Parkinson's. And one of our board members, a Third Law board member, said, she did some research, and in the Hispanic community, it's a very large number. After Alzheimer's, there's a lot of Parkinson's, and it's not as, it may be more hidden. So she really connected us with El Centro Amistad to start a Spanish-speaking class with Elisa. And at that point, we were only online. You know, now that we want to get back into in person, we have two things coming up and we're planning for more. So, you know, check out the website for updates. But we have in September, we have an in-person bilingual class with Elisa at the Longmont Senior Center. And that's going to be on Thursdays from 12:30 to 1:30. And then the Dairy class is in English, but I go to Elisa's class, and yesterday Elisa had you know, three English speakers in her class. And even though we want to keep that class, you know, strictly in Spanish, people can move. When I lived in Argentina, I took dance classes because movement is a language that anybody can do. And, you know, we are trained to be inclusive and to make people feel very comfortable. So we welcome anybody of any ability to come to any of our classes.
How can people register, Lisa?
Registering right on the website, thirdlaw.org is spelled with a number 3 and then rdlaw.org. On the homepage, you can click on the Parkinson's program. Our website is in English and Spanish, so there's a flag at the top to switch between. After you've already taken a class, then we have your email and we send you the link so that you can just join the online classes as is. For the Longmont Senior Center, you'll be able to register through them directly. And for the Dairy Center for the Arts, it will be an in-person, just show up class. You don't need to register.
All of these classes are free. They're absolutely free for anybody in the community, whether you have Parkinson's or not, or, you know, you just want to move your body in a gentle way. It's open to anybody, Spanish and English speakers, all, and they're all free.
Yeah, thank you, Elisa. And really, it really is for everybody. I mean, I know I really enjoy our classes. My mother comes to them. Katie's mother, Katie's the artistic director of Third Law, comes to them. Elisa's daughter sometimes makes an appearance and tries to take over class. We're really a great community, and we welcome everyone.
Lisa, it seems like, you know, with a pandemic, things just grew much more, the importance of not only moving, but also coming together and the need for community, especially in the dance world.
I think that was, you know, one of the silver linings of the pandemic. And I would like to say that Third Law Dance Theater is a professional dance company, and they have a show coming up at the Dairy, April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And the artistic director, Katie Elliott, is doing a piece with the Dance for Parkinson's program. So we've been videoing a choreographic sequence in classes that the dancers in person will be doing, you know, the same movements. And I think it's going to be really, really cool.
Elisa, is there something that you want to add? I know that there's a lot of going on also for the Latino community. There's dance classes in Spanish and a lot of offerings. Is there something that you are doing this coming weekend?
Yeah, this is not through Third Law, but we are in contact with the Lyons Community Library. So it's up in Lyons. Every Saturday for the rest of this month of April, there's going to be free dance classes in person at 4 p.m. And we're going to do the basic steps of salsa, cha-cha-cha, and bachata. It's going to be one every week. With live drumming, live percussion, which is always so amazing to have in a dance class. So if you can make it up to Lyons Community Library at 4 p.m. every Saturday, it's going to be free dancing. And the last Saturday of the month, I think it's the 30th, there's going to be from 4 to 6, it's going to be a fiesta. So it's live music from the Colorado Mambo Orchestra, who is led by Raul Murciano from Miami Sound Machine. He worked with Gloria Estefan for years. So he's here in Colorado, and he's going to come play with us. A lot of fun to look forward to.
I'm coming for sure. Thank you.
That sounds so much fun. Thank you so much for giving us those updates. I think that people really appreciate to know in advance what opportunities there are to experience not only movement, but music and community. Now that things are opening up and the weather is getting better, we really surely want to be together as community. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longo-Better.